over the past, 2 weeks, it's been 2 weeks now since we lost Piper. Two weeks from this morning, I woke up without her. 2 weeks of highs and lows, ups and downs, bouncing from feeling okay to not feeling okay, being great, not being great, all the emotions. And I don't even know, what's right, what's wrong, how to feel, how not to feel. Rejoicing, knowing that she's with Jesus and that she's healed. And then finding myself even angry at the world and how it continues to move on. And, I've written and talked about, I choose joy, I choose peace, I choose dancing, I choose laughing, and I do. But then there's times when that's hard also. And, sometimes I think that, or even what I've done in the past with people who are grieving or have a, just a mountain that they're having to climb, that, if they say or they post or whatever that they're okay, that sometimes I forget that they might not be okay an hour after, or the day after. And, I'm just going to say something, so I hope I'm not bragging or anything like that, but for somebody like me, who has kind of been the dependable, responsible, strong one in my family, she loves Jesus, and she does all these things, and, whatever, that I feel like sometimes maybe they feel like I'm supposed to just move on. 2 weeks, that's good. That's a good place to mourn and now, be happy and help us to move on, or help us in our time of struggle, or help us in this or that. And I've told people before that, I'm kind of the one that reaches out to check on people, and that's just who I am. If God pops somebody in my head, I'm really quick to text them. I'm not a caller, but to text them and let them know that that God has put them on my heart, and just to let somebody know that someone's thinking about them. And I think that I'm so quick to do that because maybe it's something that I seek. Maybe it's something that I, really, it's something that I need. And so maybe I feel like other people need it as well. I'm a very, people call me extra, call me needy, whatever the word is. But, I want acknowledgement. I want verbal love. I want to know that I'm needed. Maybe it's all because, we all go back to our childhoods and what we didn't receive, and are the circumstances in your life to where that have caused you to, you know, not trust, and you know, the list goes on and on and on. So, you know, I could go into a whole other podcast on why needing that acknowledgement and verbal communication, verbal love and appreciation and acceptance and all the things, why I'm that way. And you know, anyway, so going back to these 2 weeks of feeling this loss, I have really, really caught myself seeking comfort and peace and whatever in people. In, you know, in the people that God has placed in my life. Don't get me wrong, not just random people, but, you know, my husband and my close friends and my family. And there is a place for that, but, you know, each time I receive something from them, it only fills that void or that needing in my heart just for a small moment, and then I'm needing it again. You know, like I said earlier, life goes on. The world continues to spin. Just because I am mourning, I shouldn't expect everyone around me to mourn, and I shouldn't expect shouldn't expect anything, you know, really out of anyone. Where I should be seeking all that I need, you know, even talking about the type of person that I am and needing, you know, verbal love and acceptance and all that, you know. I'm so far from being like Christ and truly allowing him to fill all the voids in my life. I make mistakes every single day, and I've made mistakes over the past 2 weeks with that too, without not seeking him when I feel that pull in my heart that I need something to help me. And you know, is there, you know, there's books and there's all these things on how to grieve and how to move through loss, and I ain't read any of them, but you know, I just, there's just no right way except Jesus. He is the only way to truly move through the heartache of losing someone you love healthy. That is the correct way. He is the only way that you're going to grow and learn and be molded into him. As I was going through this, and you know, yesterday was another one of those days. I mean, I've had a lot of those days over the past 2 weeks, but last night I was laying in bed with Don, and he was watching the All-Star home run. Words aren't coming to me. Y'all know. Major League Baseball All-Star Home Run Derby. Is it called Derby? I don't remember. Anyway, he'd be so embarrassed if he knew I couldn't remember what that is. So anyway, I'm laying there, and I have an ache. You get that knot in your throat. And I am not someone to dwell on hurt, to let it take me down. Trust me, I have had a lot of yuck in my life, and I'm still standing today. It hadn't always been pretty, but I do not allow myself to get sucked down into self-pity or any of those things. It's just not who I am. And so, but there are times when it is so heavy on me that I need to speak it out loud. And so last night I'm laying there and he's we're snuggling and he's watching the game. And I said, can I say something without, getting on your nerves or, whatever? And he's like, yeah. And I just said, I miss her. And he's like, of course you can say that. But, but I allowed his tone of voice, and then he didn't say anything else, like ask me questions or let me speak anymore. And, the devil took that and made me feel like, he really, didn't want to hear it right then because he was watching his ball game and it was kind of a nuisance, or he's tired of hearing me talk about it, or whatever, yada yada, all a bunch of lies, because my husband is not any of those things, and he would let me talk all night in the middle of a Oklahoma Sooner National Championship game. That's Dawn. So those were all a bunch of lies. And so I went to sleep with that and woke up with that same feeling of being alone. That's it. That's how I feel. I feel like I am completely alone. Which is so not true. Not even close to being true. And yet, I felt that way. And I think that's how I've felt the whole 2 weeks. So I get up and God is already stirring things in my heart to get me right, to get me where I need to be. And I got this book in the mail from my sweet friend Betsy, and it was 365 Days of Prayer for Grief and Loss. And so I'm like, I'm going to open that up. So I don't even get to the first day. I get to the first page, and it takes me to Jeremiah 33:3. And this is what it says. Pray to me, and I will answer you. I will tell you important secrets you have never heard before. So that was in, didn't even get to page one. And then I went to read it in the NIV. And it says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Call to me. Come to me. Janie, come to me. Janie, bring it to me. These answers that you seek, that you can't seem to find the answers for, I got them for you. Right here, where they've always been, where they'll always be. Done. Oh, girl. He's probably like, girl, when will you just first come to me? And, and save yourself, some of the disappointment and the heartache and the feeling of not being loved and not being enough and not being accepted. If you'll just come to me, because Janie, that's where you're going to find it all. You're not going to find it anywhere else. You're not going to find it in Dawn. You're not going to find it in your best friend. You're not going to find it even in a book. You're going to find it in me. Jesus. Alone. You know, I've seen that song, Jesus, You Alone, and it's a very special song for me, and it's a special song for my best friend, Dana. And I even messaged her this morning because she is going through a struggle, and she is close to losing her grandmother, her Mima, who she loves very, very much. And she's even somebody that I've reached to for what I needed, and not getting it the way that I needed, because she's my best friend, but she's not Jesus. Just like last night with Don, he's my husband, but he's not Jesus. And but anyway, I reached out to her this morning, and that's how God works with me. It's like, if I'm in a bad place, then he gives me something else to serve, something else to do, something else to take my eyes, my focus from inward to outward. And I shared that with her. But anyway, the song, Jesus, You Alone, is special to us. And, you know, there's a line in it. I've searched the world for a love that could fill my heart, but nothing compares to the wonder of who you are. Period. Jesus, You Alone. So that's where I'm landing this podcast. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Jeremiah 33:3. No matter what is going on, Jesus alone. Only Him. Only Jesus. That's where everything is found. He is your strength. He is your provider. He is your love. He is your peace. He is your joy. He is your answers. Jehovah Jireh. He is enough. Period. Nothing needs to be added to that. I'm speaking to myself. I'm talking out loud to myself. Nothing needs to be added to it. Jesus plus nothing equals everything. Done. Seek Him today, ladies. And whatever, seek Him first. Have a blessed Tuesday. And remember, Jehovah Jireh, He is enough. You are enough. Bye.